It's one very similar to what I was talking about with the analogy of the people that I see at the gymnasium every year around January. And, you know, one of the lessons you can take from that, remember how I talked about, you know, I see the influx of people, you know, the first week of the month, and then slowly that just tapers off. And by the time you get to the 1st of April, all those new faces are gone. As humans, and we have a tendency, I think, to get very distracted very easily. We have a time that our culture that we live in is so fast-paced. So many things going on, regardless of which age group, which generation we're in, that the things that are important to us, things we want to improve, if we don't really make an effort, I mean a real effort, we leave those thoughts or efforts to the wayside. And I think that's a great example, because I see people that really come in the gym, they're really sincere about, you know, they've talked to their doctor, they've talked to their spouse, and, you know, they've got to lose weight and they've got to make changes in their lifestyle, and they're gone just like the rest of them, because that effort is hard. So I think a point maybe to start off with is in John chapter 6, in verse 27, and Jesus is talking about labor. He says, and follow along with me, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on Him God the Father has set His seal. And in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12, Paul shares a similar thought, and I'll read this to you. It says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And those two verses I share because both Jesus and with Paul, they're making it very clear, you got to work for this stuff. Whatever we do, whatever our efforts are, we really have to work, and we have to give a concentrated effort. And that brings us back to that term that I was talking about Wednesday night, and that was that focus. You know, the time, the energy, the investments, what are we focused on? One passage I did, before I move on, one passage I did write down, if you turn over to 1 Timothy, this is one I have marked in my Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. I did want to make the comment, I do believe that our physical health, we do have responsibilities, God expects us, and we have responsibilities to take care of this body that He has given us. And I believe this passage talks about that both along with spiritual growth, there is physical health we have to consider. Beginning in verse 7, it says, but reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself towards godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. I want to make a break there. That's kind of the end of the topic of discussion I had around the thoughts around the goals. Kevin, very nice job this morning talking about efforts and things that we can think of as we come into this new year. And I would leave us with one final thought, and that is sometimes we need to, or at least I find this for myself, sometimes we need to take a step back from our routine to do that evaluation that Kevin mentioned this morning, to do that evaluation that I've heard our elders mention to us from time to time, to reflect on ourselves, to really think about the different categories of our life, where we are at in terms of our relationship, in our roles as a Christian, as a husband, as a wife, as a father, as a mother, as a brother and sister in Christ to those who are here. And simply ask ourselves the question, where and how can we do better? And there's always room for improvement. I think we have to agree that with everything we do in life, there's always room for improvement, regardless of our age. Now, I asked Wednesday night, and I want to make a shift here. I asked the question of, if we were to leave the building Wednesday night, and one of our brothers and sisters, one of the brethren here in the congregation, came up, patted us on the back, and said, you know, hey, Chad, I am I heard what you said tonight. I heard those words you were talking about my time and my energy and how I'm investing those things and what I'm focused on. And I am really struggling with that focus. My question was, what passage could I share with that person? That was where my study was carrying me. And I asked if other people would share some verses, share some passages that could be thought of as encouragement, something reflective in terms of answering that question. So with the time we have remaining tonight, what I'm going to do is try to go through these passages. Now, I kind of went back and forth, and I have all of them on my paper in front of me, so I could literally burn through this in about 5 minutes. But I think what I'd like to do is I'd like to try to take the passages one at a time, give you enough time to turn over it so you can read along, read those words with me, and reflect upon what these verses had to say. Make yourselves a list. And for those here that did email me who shared some verses that you thought of as encouragement, I certainly appreciated it. And I have worked those into the passages tonight. So there is no, I'm jumping around in different chapters and different verses. There's no priority given to these. They're just on the piece of paper as I was going through them. So one of the first verse I'd like for you to turn to is found in the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I'm going to follow along also and through the pages, so hopefully I'll do it about the same time that you do. 1 Samuel chapter 30, and we're going to read in verse 6, and this was thinking about, we've done a lot of study over the last several months. We just finished up before Solomon talking about King David, and we talked about some of the trials and how bad things got for him. And you know, in our daily lives, if we're losing that kind of focus, we can think back. This is a great example. In the beginning of verse 6, chapter 30, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because all the people were bitter and so, each for his sons and daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. The next verse we'll turn to will be taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 1. Philippians, chapter 1. Philippians, chapter 1, we're going to read verse 20, and this is Paul in prison. So here's a person who's under some real distress right now, but yet he still is going to manage to find a time to keep his focus on these things that are important. As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. The next passage let's turn to is found in the book of Matthew in chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. There's a passage that I also chose that kind of was similar in this thought process. But, you know, we think about who we are as humans, and how magnificent and how almighty God is, and how small and insignificant we truly are in comparison to Him. But this is a beautiful passage, thinking about how God watches over us just like He does all of nature. And we can read in Matthew chapter 10, we're going to begin in verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. We're going to turn back to another example with Paul again. If you would, please turn over to the book of Romans, chapter 12. Romans, chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The next passage we're going to turn to is going to be found in the Old Testament. Let's turn over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. Proverbs, chapter 4. And we're going to take and read from verse 25. And again, as we go through this, again, this is about keeping our focus, keeping our energies. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. I'll read that again. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Let's turn back over to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And if I'd been smart, I'd probably put the different chapters together. But again, I told you there was no logic in as these came across. I just put them together. Romans chapter 8. We're going to read in verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to read beginning in verse 8. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practice, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of the Creator. And that is such a sobering thought, to think about that new man, that new person that we should be, in the image of who we need to be in. Turn back over to the book of Psalms, chapter 1. This was Psalms chapter 1. And this was the passage that I had Brother Pervine read last Wednesday night for our scripture. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seats of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Again, a wonderful thought on what we can meditate on during those times where we need to find our focus. Back over to the New Testament in the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to read beginning in verse 33. And this was the same passage that Kevin shared in his lesson this morning. And it's a great passage to remind ourselves in our times of our efforts. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day in its own trouble. Now to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we are going to read verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. That is a beautiful passage. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. And I've heard that passage quoted by a multitude of different people over the years, in times of very trying times. And I have heard them say, I'm challenged by that passage because of the way I feel right now, but I know that this is the truth. I know this is the Word of God, and it brings comfort to me. And it is a very meaningful passage, again, to help us keep focus when we need it. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. We're going to read verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14. Verses 26 and 27. In the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and in his children will have a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death. And the last passage I have for this list tonight, you may find unusual, but it's one that I had written down that I guess I sometimes think about when I guess I feel like things are not going the way they need to be. You may find this passage odd, but if you would, turn over to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 2. If it was probably anybody else's list, this passage probably wouldn't make the list. Genesis chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 7 and 8, and I'll kind of explain to you my thoughts behind it. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden and in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And I guess that passage reminds me of where our place is. He formed us. Everything we have is because of him, because the fact that we exist. And for me, that is a very sobering passage that helps me to keep focus from time to time. I do recall in past years, as a young man, some nights where there was time taken to read more scripture rather than having maybe some dialogue and lessons. So I felt like that was kind of what I wanted to do tonight when I saw these passages. If there's one that you missed, you know, certainly let me know. I'll get you that information, or if you'd like a copy of the ones I have written down. Before we close tonight, I want to offer an invitation to anyone that may have need of the prayers of this congregation for any public sin that you may have been involved in, that you might need the forgiveness of. If there are things going on in your life, that the energies, those focuses are not where they need to be right now, and you need to request the prayers of this congregation, we'll be glad to help you in that way also. And we certainly, if you are one who has not yet been baptized into the fold of Christ, and you have began to study, you've realized what that means, and you understand that that is something that is an absolute must in order for you to take one of your next steps in terms of spiritual maturity, then we offer that also as we stand and sing.
The voice of the saints.